One thing I wanted to say before we start about meditation is the main three aspects of the sadhana in this tradition is shravana, manana, nididhyasana. Shravana is to understand what the shastra says, and it's treated as a pramana. And then manana is to get all these questions and doubts answered and to get clarification. And shravana, it's really so important just to listen again and again, because you need to hear and understand and see the same vision from many perspectives. And that's why there are these different prakriyas. And nididhyasana, meditation, technically it's to remove viparita bhavana. Viparita bhavana is the sense, the bhavana, that is contrary to what you know, the knowledge you've gained through the pramana, shabda pramana of the shastra. And when you look out into the world and all you see is yourself, then there's probably not a whole lot of need for nididhyasana. If you have this sense that I am still this mortal, limited, sorrowful being, then nididhyasana is very useful. And sometimes the best meditations are the most challenging. If I don't feel like meditating, it's a wonderful opportunity to sit with a mind that is jumping around like a monkey and just come to grips with it, to understand, to sit with it, to just let it be. Some people would disagree with me, but I like to meditate at the same time and for a given period of time. I actually have a meditation timer that I use, because sometimes my mind just doesn't want to sit, and I've made the sankalpa saying, I will sit, and I'll sit for a half an hour, say in the morning. And sometimes my mind is jumping up and down. It wants my body to jump up and down because there's so many things that I need to do. I can just let all that go because I've already committed just to sit. And even if I can't bring the mind to a quiet contemplative place, I can still sit and just let it go. But usually if I remind it that we're not going anywhere, we're just going to sit here, and you can jump around if you want, but it'd be so much more pleasant if you just were more accommodative and let's move forward with this meditation. And it often seems to work. Some people seem to be more alert in the morning, some in the evening. Personally, I find it useful to meditate twice a day because the meditations in the evening seem to be a little different than they are in the morning. If I jump up and try to meditate right away, I'm usually kind of too groggy minded to be able to focus and be present. So taking a shower, sometimes doing asanas, doing some Surya Namaskaras before you meditate, half a dozen, a dozen, they'll get you going. Something to break you out of that swapna avastha, that dream state. It's nice to have very quiet contemplative meditations, and it's useful to see when during the day your mind naturally goes into those quiet times. It's different for different people. But I find having a regular routine of puja and meditation and study is very conducive. When you sit in the same place, in the same posture, at the same time, even light your deepam, light some incense, all those are triggers to your subconscious saying, okay, I have an appointment with myself. Now it's time just to be quiet. And if you do that the same way every time, it helps invoke that contemplative bhavana, the contemplative mind. Sometimes the mind just becomes contemplative in and of itself. You're walking down the street or you're at your lunch break and your mind just quiets down. It's good to go with those moments too. In fact, there's no bad time to meditate. But what I mean by meditate or do nididhyasana is not necessarily a closed-eyed meditation. At the Gurukulam in India, some of the best times I found to meditate were when I was walking to class. Because if you can develop a contemplative disposition, then having your eyes opened or having your eyes closed doesn't make that big of a difference when it comes to meditation. It's a different, open-eyed meditation is different, but sometimes just taking these little 5 minutes out when you're doing something, when you're washing the dishes, when you're walking, when you're driving, as long as you don't get too spacey. You want to keep your eyes open when you're driving. You don't want to get too spaced out. But sometimes these little 5 minute touches are very useful and very beautiful. And sometimes you just look outside and you see the stars, or you see the moon, or you see the sunset, or you see a river, and your mind just quiets down. And it's a good time just to sit for a short time. I used to go before school, when I was in high school, I used to go down off campus and meditate before class, or during lunchtime at work, I would just find a quiet spot to sit and meditate. It's usually better to meditate on an empty stomach. Sometimes a little caffeine is useful. Sometimes a little caffeine just excites the mind too much. So you have to kind of find your own rhythms and your own sense. But if you don't feel like meditating, sometimes those are the most useful meditations, because sometimes you can actually transform that childish, impulsive, non-cooperative mind into just giving up its struggle. And just, you know, that's one of our exercises, is to learn to manage the impulsive, non-cooperative mind. That's what Dhamma is, and that's how you gain some Shama. So to sit with that in meditation, it may not be the most beautiful, expansive, awe-inspiring contemplation, but it's sort of a learning a new skill. And even if that meditation just is japa, right? What if your mind doesn't want to cooperate at all? What if it's off, busy doing? There's so many things to do. I didn't get a good enough night's sleep. My back hurts. If you can't focus on anything else, then prana vikshana, looking at the breath, or doing japa, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Nishaya Namaha, Om Nishaya Namaha. Or you can do Gayatri Japa. And if the mind just keeps going and taking you away on these long trains of thought, then just say it louder in your mind. Some people do japa with a japa mala, or do japa out loud. And then they can bring it into just a very soft japa, and then just a mental japa. And then if you can stay with that, it creates a very quieting rhythm in the mind, which then could help you gain some choice as to where you then place your attention. Sometimes doing puja in the morning is very nice, because it develops that bhavana, that devotional bhavana, before the meditation, and that's very nice too. So I just wanted to say a few words about that.